Yes, indeed. It's Monday evening. And of course, you know, on a Monday, it's the first program is where we have our night surgery. And this evening, I'm not having Professor Carlo with me again. We are still in the month of breast cancer awareness. And so I'll be having two experts in the field, in the medical field, to talk to us about breast cancer and everything that you need to know. And also, I invite you, if you have any questions, remember, the two guests are only here till 10 o'clock. So if you have any questions, start sending your questions now. Folks, the news, after the news, it is hospital time when we send those schedule messages to those not well at home or in hospital, but it's later. However, right now, I have with me in the studio, firstly, somebody that I had with me on the program before, and that is Dr. Fatima Hussain, specialist surgeon. Dr. Fatima, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having us here tonight.
You're so welcome, and how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
I'm very well, alhamdulillah. You know, that's one thing I like about this program. It's a time when I have the opportunity to ask a doctor, how are you? Because that's always what you guys do, is ask us how we are. And then I also have another specialist surgeon, and that's Dr. Justice. Now, Dr. Justice, you have to tell me, please, your surname. I don't want to make it sound as if I'm swearing. Rather, you say it and let me... Just say your surname for us.
My surname is Apfelstedt. Good evening, listeners. Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me on
you're
the program.
You're so welcome. So it's Apfelstedt.
Apfelstedt.
Apfelstedt. You see, that's what I'm saying. I need to hear it from you. Otherwise, if I said first time by myself, it will sound as if I'm swearing at you, and I don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
So to two of you, thank you so much. Shukran for being here. And of course, we are talking about a very important issue, and that is breast cancer. It being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what is the most important fact about breast cancer that everyone should know? I think I'm going to kick off with that. Dr. Fatima.
That it's treatable. yeah. I think that's the most important thing, that if you diagnose it early, as we've said many times, it can be treated, and it's something that is extremely common, so we screen for it. Yeah. We like people to be aware that there is a screening program, and that helps us diagnose the disease quite early.
Right.
If you can diagnose it early, you can get treated early, and that can spare people all the heartache that is generally associated with the big C word.
Right.
When I started breast cancer, about 2 out of 3 women would be dead within 5 years.
Okay.
And that was 30 years ago.
All
nowadays,
right.
More than 90 to 95% of women that are diagnosed in our practice survive 10 years and lead normal lives.
Okay.
So breast cancer can be cured.
Yeah.
It has become a curable disease. That's very important.
Right.
That's
right,
point
right.
one. Point two, also
yes,
very
yeah,
important.
Yeah.
The treatment is not as toxic as it used to be.
Okay.
It has been very much individualized. And these days, women always often tell me that chemotherapy is not as bad as it used to be. Radiotherapy is not as bad as it used to be.
Right. And something that I'd like to know then, if we hear what the two doctors are saying to us, that breast cancer is treatable, then I'm sure that the most important part of it must be early detection.
Absolutely. I think we both will agree with that. Early detection is key.
How do people go about it? Now, I'm not going to say women, because there's that myth going around that it's only women. When we talk breast cancer, we know that it's men as well. So how do you go about to actually try and detect? I think it's called screening yourself also. Doc?
Yes. One thing I want to put it very clearly here. We men tend to hog the limelight, but that shouldn't be. Because for every 100 women that we see with breast cancer, we see only one man. So it's not a health problem for men.
All right.
So screening for breast cancer is self-examination for the vast majority of people, and those who find a lump, they should seek medical attention quite immediately. Mm. Premenopausal women, that means women who still get their monthly periods,
right,
can wait over the next period where the lump is still there, but at the latest then, they should see medical attention and have... Tygerberg Hospital, about 80% of all examinations in a state hospital are actually for screening.
Okay.
This is hardly known.
Right.
And obviously for those who are in the fortunate position of having a medical aid, they can have a screening examination once every year or once every 2 years.
Right, right, right.
I think it's important that we remember that breast screening is not just about having a mammogram and an ultrasound. It's also about examining one's breast once a month at least, about, we suggest for the premenopausal woman, at least 10 days after your menstrual cycle. And for the woman who does not get the menstrual cycle for whatever reason, Mirena, pregnancy, or day postmenopausal, for that woman to choose a date in the month, make sure that it's a regular date and examine your breasts regularly, always remembering that the breast extends into the armpit as well. Always feel for lumps and bumps. Look for the shape, get comfortable with your breasts, look for nipple discharges.
Right.
Anything that's not normal, that's not there constantly, that's not normal for you, is abnormal.
Okay.
And that, obviously, as Dr. Afosed just said now, it needs to be investigated as soon as possible.
And then something that Dr. Fati, you mentioned, ignorance, not knowing, about the lump in the armpit. That if you talk about the lump on the breast, many a times it could also be something in the armpit. Doc?
Definitely so, and not only in the armpit, also underneath the breast, in what we call the inframammary fold, also in the periphery of the breast. If one breast becomes heavier, if one breast has a reddened surface, the skin is reddened in what we call geographic erythema. That is redness that is very sharply delineated.
Right.
So this is what you should bring to the attention of your medical practitioner, to your general practitioner, or to your hospital.
Right. Now, something when we talk about the screening and we're talking about the self-examination, the other thing that is, a person almost wants to say is common, is where it's as if the people that's supposed to do this self-examination are scared to do that. Is it so, Doc?
Definitely. I think the biggest thing that leads to late detection to us not to us diagnosing cancers at an advanced stage is usually fear. It's definitely not ignorance. Most of us will, when you know, when there's something wrong, we all know it's wrong.
We all know that.
But I think it's the fear that, oh no, I have cancer, that theory is going to be correct.
And that you're going to die.
Exactly. Yeah. People don't die of, I mean, breast cancer is extremely treatable now. Yes, you can die from breast cancer, absolutely.
Sure.
But you can also die from diabetes and hypertension-related complications. In fact, both hypertension and diabetes kill more people per year than breast cancer does. And yet we're not so scared about telling everybody that we have diabetes and hypertension, but we're terrified of going to see the doctor because of a lump in the breast, which is far more easily and readily treatable.
Right.
It has a much shorter course. Usually the treatment is maybe about 3 to 6 months, at most a year.
Right.
And then after that, it's like a blip in the curve.
Okay.
It's over. Done with. Carry on with your life.
All right.
One important point here is if cancer is detected at screening, also, and this is very, very important that we must bring this out to the listenership, then the treatment is much less intense. I once did a research project on this. It was actually very, very interesting.
Right.
Because if you look at the treatment of breast cancer, the surgical treatment was not different.
Mm.
The hormonal treatment was not different. But we saved about half of the chemotherapy in the patients who were detected at screening, We saved about a quarter of the radiotherapy, and most...
Okay.
And so, number one, if you screen, your cancer will be detected much earlier.
Yeah.
Treatment will be much less intense. Mm. And we also then calculated that about 30%, I was actually surprised by that, 30% of the women who came when they had a lump in their breast, and the women here in Cape Town are actually very well educated. They came with small lumps in their breast. But still, 30% of them, one in three, would have a recurrence within 10 years, whereas only less than one in 10 of those who came for screening and had their cancer detected then would have a recurrence of the cancer within 10 years.
Right. Just on what the two doctors are also saying about the early detection, and of course, as we've heard, Dr. Justice, I have just explained to us about what can be saved. Would you also say that it is also that there's the possibility of the treatment being more successful if it is actually started earlier?
Absolutely. That's actually how we get to that. The prognosis of somebody who is diagnosed at stage one is in excess of 97% survival at 10 years.
Right.
Whereas if you look at the prognosis of somebody who is diagnosed with stage 4 disease, it's somewhere in the region of around 46%, depending on what of the treatments is much better if it's been given at an earlier stage. I mean, some people, if they're diagnosed with the precursor or the very early cancers, the truly screen-detected cancers, that is ductal carcinoma in situ, have 100% survival at 10 years. Mm. You don't die from that cancer.
All right.
I want to make an important point here.
Sure.
And we're looking here at survival of breast cancer, and that is quite clearly very important.
Mm.
But I would want to introduce another concept here, survival of life.
Right.
Because if you have, if you reach an age of about 50 years, your chances of reaching age 60 are not 100% anymore.
Right.
They are only 90%.
Mm.
From age 60 to age 70, it becomes still less.
Mm.
It's about 70%. And above age 70, the bets are off.
Right.
So when we're talking about breast cancer-specific survival, as Dr. Hussein has done just now, these mortality rates are actually lower than surviving up to that age. And that means that the patients die of the principal causes of death,
right,
because we all are going to die one day.
Yeah.
And that means, for me, that's the definition of cure, that you're not dying of your disease, nor of the treatment.
Right, should break. But something that the doctor said, Dr. Justice mentioned when the doctor said, you're not dying also of the treatment, because many people are also scared of that, that maybe if I'm not going to die of the cancer, I will die of the treatment. We'll talk about that after the break.